Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
Is that better?
Yeah.
We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Five lines completely full of folks. So you guys all woke up and
Five lines. They only thought we had four.
I know. I don't even know how that happened. We do appreciate that. So we're glad you're with us. And let's get right to your calls if I can here for you. We're going to go to Jim in Summers first. He's been on the longest. What's happening, Jim?
Hey, good morning. Morning. I just wanted to tell you about my experience with Cox and Frontier.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden my Cox bill went up like, I would say it almost doubled. It's about a 30% increase. It went from about $60 to $70, I think it was, to $125.
Yeah, it sounds like our Eversource bill.
So I called them up.
Yep.
And I said, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, why did the bill? Oh, you know, I've been with them for 15 years.
Yes, you've been with the family.
Yeah, we had an increase, and, you know, how can I get like a special? Oh, that's only for new customers.
Yep.
So I go, how do you become a new customer? Oh, you have to not have an account for 30 days.
All right.
So I called Frontier up.
Yep.
They came over, whole different system. So it's two separate lines now going to my house. One is fiber optic and one is the regular cable line.
Uh-huh.
So when they go up, I'm just going to go back to Cox again and I'll be a new customer and just go back and forth. But fiber optic is awesome. It's only $50 and you get a discount if you have auto pay.
Right.
I
mean,
I like them both.
Yeah, you'll run the cheaper service until that one hits you and whacks you, and then you go to the other one.
Right.
I love it, Jim.
Then, you know, I wanted them to put it upstairs because I guess Wi-Fi has a tendency to drift down instead of up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I just used my old router as an extension, and now I get internet service throughout my whole house as high as it can be, and yes. I just love it.
Sounds good, Jim.
So I thought I'd share.
Yeah, why not? You play them both against the middle. I like that.
All right, competition. It's awesome.
It is, isn't it nice? We're kind of we're starting to sort of see that in Connecticut. Now let's do it for what? Meat, eggs, energy. We have a little ways to go with everything else.
Yeah. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. All right.
Bye. Yeah, we were just talking about the price of meat. Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Just stick with chicken, I guess. Let's go to Dan in East Hartford. What's happened, Dan?
East Windsor.
East Windsor, my bad.
Okay, sorry. I just want to mention a couple things about the T-Mobile home internet. You guys had a couple calls about that.
Yeah,
good. For one thing, they only let you have it for there's just only a certain number of households in any area that they service it in, so they keep the speeds up. And that brings us to the second point. You told another guy, hey, it's portable, you can take it with you. Actually, you're not allowed to do that under the terms. It has to stay at your address.
Interesting. And they might notice the location.
Yeah. And if you, I see people doing it, but if you do that too many times, they will get rid of you. But also, the other thing I want to mention about that is that guy doesn't have to get his own router to split the 2.4 into 5. You can do that from right within the device. You just log into the admin page for it. You can split it there.
Very good. Yeah, okay. we figured that too. But I like having control of my own firewall and not having the internet provider right up to my house. But
yeah,
you're probably right.
We've always leaned in the direction of having two different devices to do the two different things.
Especially when they defaulted on you and you spent your entire life configuring all your internet thing devices, and now they defaulted it and you got to redo it again. But I hear you. So, Dan, thank you for the insight. So,
yeah.
Now, obviously, you work for the cable companies? No, just kidding.
No, I'm a truck driver. That was one of the first questions I asked T-Mobile when I got mine was if I could take it with me. Because, I'm on the road. I figured, hey, you're going to save internet. But obviously, that's the reason, because they want to be able to make sure the speed stays up in any given area. So,
right.
That throws off their whole thing if you take it with you. It's
well, you should look
in the terms.
Yes, that's cool. You should look at Elon's service for you, because he actually won a court battle that said he could allow for his devices to be in like campers and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I don't know if they could tell a truck from a camper, but
I don't really think it would matter. It's portable. It's portable, but
exactly.
I have my T-Mobile hotspot.
Cool.
And plus, I have another hotspot on my phone and a third one on my tablet, so I will never run out of data.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the insights. We didn't know about those specific gotchas when it comes to the home. It does make sense. There's a limit on how many people can access.
Yeah, it does look like they try not to saturate the region.
Yeah, that makes sense. Dan, thank you very much, sir.
Yep, I'm right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So, cable does have that issue, same saturation problem as even cable service. I mean, cellular service has that same issue as cable, right? All the kids come home from school, all of a sudden your bandwidth goes to baloney,
mm-hmm.
Whereas fiber does not have that. So there's always pluses and minuses with anything you choose. Let's go to, and thankfully we have very smart listeners out here, Dave in Berlin next. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
Hey, I heard you talking about getting two-factor going on everything.
Yes.
I'm not really that familiar with it, but if you're not going to put it to your cell phone, well, what the heck are you going to put it with? And how is it going to be able to come with me when I'm not sitting at my computer at home?
So I should have been more clear. It will still be with your cell phone, but not your cell phone number.
It will be in an app that runs on the phone.
Right. So that your cell carrier has nothing to do with that second factor, right? So when it hits your phone number, right, and they give you that actual text that gives you that information, that can be hacked from the cell side of things. So if I'm going to socially engineer a Verizon guy saying that I'm Dave from Berlin, please move my phone number over here, and the guy's on the inside and he's messing around with this two-factor, he's going to simjack you. Now that second factor goes to some bad guy's phone because he's taken your number away. That can't happen when you have an app.
Okay, well, that sounds really great. As an individual, where can I get that app? Can I do that Duo thing you were talking about? You could.
What do you have, an Apple or an Android?
I have an Apple.
Okay. Does Apple have a two-factor authenticator?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they do. We should put that link up for you. We'll put up Apple's authenticator app for you.
Okay.
And then you can configure all of your accounts.
Well, Google has an authenticator
that
for
Apple.
For iOS too.
Yeah.
But I'll put up Apple's. Why not?
Yeah, so pick your authenticator, and that's your new two-factor method that you're going to be using going forward. That's your better method than the phone number.
Okay, great. I have one more fast question, if it's okay.
Sure.
I'm a happy new GoNetSpeed subscriber. Hey. I wanted to get the cable TV wire off my house, and I'm not getting any response to that. So can I just cut it off?
Yeah.
Why not?
You're not going to get zapped. There's no electricity coming through there. You can just tear it off your house.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't want all these string of useless wires. I still got old telephone wires, cable wires. Now, crazy.
Yeah, I'll never forget when we got cable service into our home. The cable guy happily pulled out the SNAT wire. You ripped it right off the wall. Right?
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have an instant replay. Thanks so much for your help.
You got it, Dave. All right, so he's got things going on there with his two-factor. Let's take a quick break and get back to Jackson and Art, and three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we talked about will be posted. We'll get those authenticators up there, even the Apple authenticator. What is it called, Dennis?
It's called Authenticator App.
Oh, that's simple enough. And we'll be right back. right. We are back. And I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we have five lines again filled up. You guys are awake and with us. You guys all ate your Wheaties. And let's see if we can get to your calls. Let's go to Jackson in Hartford next. What's happening, Jackson?
Good morning, gents. Thanks for the show. It's a great service.
Our pleasure.
I also recently cut the cord and went with Verizon. I ran Ookla speed tests.
Yeah.
With Verizon and my office laptop on Wi-Fi, I was getting 66 megabytes of
performance.
Yeah, and with the Ethernet, it was 78. With Verizon, with the Ethernet, it went from 78 to 242.
Oof! Nice.
Wow.
In my kitchen with an iPad wirelessly on Comcast, it was 43. With Verizon, it was 164. Nice. Amazing.
Yeah, and only $50.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now it's $25.
Oh.
Except the salesperson I talked to said there's a promotion we have for your kind of phone. If we upgrade the service on the phone at no charge, your cost is going to be it nets out at like $2 a month. It's crazy.
Wow, you got a deal, man.
Now, wow.
Yeah, my capital cost was $100 to get the alarm system changed from using a landline to a cell phone that they build into the service. So
yeah,
that was $100. Mm-hmm. And I had to buy a new TV for the kitchen, which was a massive $90. So I'm saving $87 a month.
Nice. And you're getting a much better performance. Much better performance, too.
Oh, much better performance. The downside is I can't connect my wireless printer to the system, and it's a HP M28 laser jet. Can you give me some guidance on that?
So I have seen this too. With some of the wireless printers connecting to the new routers, sometimes they don't want to connect. I actually have a printer at home doing the same thing.
We've run into this at TAB a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I can tell, a lot of the Wi-Fi hardware that's installed inside these printers is typically dated technology.
Right.
Sure.
It's very often it's only capable of what's called Wi-Fi N, and that's, 12 years old at this point. And they just struggle to handle the newer protocols.
Is there an Ethernet port on the back of your printer? That's how I solved mine.
I didn't look, frankly.
Take a look.
I don't think so.
All right, it could be there.
I can live without it. I can get at the printer through the laptop because that's hardwired.
Okay, there you go.
Oh.
You can share it out that way too if you wanted to.
Right, share it from the laptop, and then everything else on your network will print to it.
Hmm. How do I share it from the?
Right.
You
click. Mean?
Yeah. What you do is in Control Panel. You go to Devices and Printers, and when you see the printer, you right-click on it, go to Properties. Inside the Properties panel, there is a pane that's called Sharing.
Mm-hmm.
You click on that. There should be a box to allow you to share it. That's it. You just click OK after you do that.
Okay. I'll give
very,
that a
very look. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One more thing, a side bonus. By the way, I called Comcast innumerably complaining about the bills.
Yeah.
I might as well have talked to the tree stump in my front yard.
Yeah, we know.
And a side bonus of this new system is you can suspend the TV streaming. If you go on a trip, you can turn off the TV streaming and reduce the charges. With Comcast, you couldn't do that. You gotcha. Couldn't effectively do it, I should say.
Very good. So you have a lot of flexibility, low cost. Win-win for you there, Jackson.
Yeah, it's a great, great system. It took some doing to make it work, but it's working. So, and you guys were a big part of it. Thank you.
Our pleasure. However we could help.
Yeah, bye.
All right. So he's got a good cellular service. Again, these you can see the ads. I know Cox is running ads. They're afraid of this wireless service coming in. We should all be getting a new energy supplier. All of us should have already done that by now with the Eversource bills. We should all be getting new services from our internet providers. You don't have to pay as much as you're paying. And we're just something about Connecticutians, man. We just sit back and take it. It's, you know, it's just like, thank you, man. May I have another? Whack. Thank you. We're in Connecticut. We like to get, you know, whatever. So you don't have to. You can easily make these switches and changes and save a ton of money and then take your wife out to eat. Win-win, right? Let's go on to Art in Middletown. What's happening, Art?
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Morning.
I want to congratulate you for the great service you performed for us over the years. It's just been awesome.
Our pleasure.
Do you guys still support Proton VPN?
Well, we don't support it, but we recommend it.
Promote it.
Yeah.
I'm having a little bit of a problem with them trying to renew my subscription.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, when I go into their site to make payment with my credit card, and I put all the information in it, and then it goes to that verification I'm a human.
Yeah.
And I click on yes, and then nothing comes up, and then it comes back, your card has been declined.
Right.
And I've cleared it through all my card provider and everything, and the bank, that everything in my system is fine. Everything's working fine. Mm-hmm. In fact, I used the card yesterday and a couple other days.
Yep.
However, for whatever reason, I cannot make a payment through Proton.
Yes. I'm guessing it is your credit card still. There is a second factor that they want to make sure you're okay with spending money in Sweden.
Right.
It does seem kind of odd. And right. you can call the bank folks, and they're going to say it's working as expected. But there should be a second factor that comes at you. You may need to log into your credit card app and authorize this payment because, again, it looks suspicious.
Uh-huh.
It's probably not Proton. It's your. I would 99% think it's your issue with your credit card company protecting you. They're protecting you,
right.
Which is great. They're protecting
the credit card company is trying to protect me, so I'm going give me a break.
Yeah, I know.
Question for you now. One of the statements that Proton sent me is that we recommend blocking third-party cookies for improved privacy.
Yes.
They show me some kind of a scheme how to enable cookies. I'm using Windows 11. How do I enable cookies in Windows 11?
It depends on your browser, not the operating system.
Okay.
What browser do you use?
Firefox.
Okay. We can post an article about how to do that, but what I would do is open up Firefox. In the upper right, you're going to click on the little hamburger button, which is three lines. And you're going to open up settings and search for cookies. And it should show you all of the different settings that you can set or unset for cookies.
All right, so they in 11, they have standard, strict, and custom.
There should be other things that you can do to like enable or disable third-party cookies.
I don't see that. I remember it from 7.07.
No, remember, this has to be in your browser, Art,
not in Windows.
Yeah, no, it's okay. And third-party cookies sometimes are necessary for the website to work, so they're right about their comment.
Really?
Yes, right about their comment, but you may go to a site that requires it, so keep that in mind too. Running up against the clock here, Art. I hope he helped you.
All right. One other quick statement.
I'm going to put you
on
hold then. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Lines are all jammed up, so you guys are awake this morning, and we're happy to have you. Art wanted to say a few things before we ran out of time. So let's bring Art back up. Sorry, Art. We had a hard break there at the bottom of the hour. What's up? What did you want to say?
I'm breathing now. I held my breath for about...
Please tell us you didn't.
I'm one of your oldest users, so I'm 82 years old and going strong.
Good for you.
Excellent.
You. Hey, I'm still having difficulty trying to figure out...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Enable cookies in Firefox program. I think you said you were going to drop a link.
Yes,
I did.
It's already there.
All right. I just want to share with you, your listeners, that we, my wife and I, went to TracFone, and we pay $400 a year for two iPhones with unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 24 gigs of data, and it works from Florida to Seattle, Washington, to Texas. And they are now owned by Verizon, so that's maybe another reason why people don't know that.
Awesome.
But for all that for the usage and for what we do for $400 for two phones and their iPhones, I just wanted to share that with your listeners.
Sounds good, Art. We appreciate the info.
Appreciate it very much. Appreciate your service.
All right,
thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, so he's going to go figure out cookies. Let's go on to... Who's next? Mark out there in Glastonbury next. What's happening, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. You guys got an awesome show.
Thanks.
So let me get a pen here. Here's a problem I got. I got Frontier, right? DSL, and everything was working right.
Uh-huh.
It's a little slow, but I mean, you know, I'm using it, and boom, freaking router went out.
Oh, yeah. Boom,
so
boom is what
I
happens.
Called them up. Yeah, it sucks, man. I got no internet. So, you know, it's like I called them and they're like, they troubleshooted it and you talk to tech support and then you go behind the router and you put a pin in it and you reset it. And then I call them and their technical department, they did a hard reset.
Yeah. You
and
defaulted.
I even shut it off, unplugged it for 5 minutes, and then I reset it again with the pin behind. You count to 60 seconds, 1 minute, and it's still, I have no internet.
All right.
So I checked all the lines in the house and all the wires. Nothing's broken, and all the connections are good. The kids didn't step on the lines or anything, so everything is secure.
All right.
Nobody, the dog didn't hit the freaking router, and I'm pissed. I got no internet.
I
haven't could. So I have another older, I have an older Netgear router. Could I put that in? Would that work? It should, right?
No. I'm guessing you're using a modem from the internet provider, right? You're using a Frontier device?
Yeah, it's the exactly. Okay. It's a modem with a built-in router one.
Right. So if
everything in.
Yeah, you need a modem.
It's from them.
Well, here's the thing. If he defaulted the router that he had in place,
yeah,
he needs to go into the admin panel on that and put in the PPPoE authentication for DSL.
Well, he's hoping the DSL people did that, right? You were around with Frontier, correct?
Yeah.
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 Are they going to send you another device, Mark?
No, I didn't. I didn't do that. Explain how to do that. No, right. I mean, I don't know what they did. They, you know, they had their technical department and they put me on hold for like 10 minutes and they did a hard reset and it's still nothing. And
then, they did the reset remotely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they should have populated that in. I'm sorry. I thought you had your own router. Yeah.
I do have it and I haven't plugged it in yet.
No, yeah.
Okay. That's why we're telling you not to do that.
It was working before? It was
before. Huh. Yeah, this router here from Frontier, mm-hmm. brand new. He took it out of the package, he put it in, and it runs like a champ. It's maybe 3 years old.
Mm.
This is the first time I've ever gone, except when you go out of, when you run out of power or something.
Right, right.
Or everybody goes down in the neighborhood. That's not like that.
No.
So, but I had the old Netgear here that I was using from a guy that, that was a computer expert like you guys.
All right.
Somehow I set that up here before.
Most likely you had another modem.
I don't know
modem.
If that was on with the old modem.
It was.
Because I had front.
It was. It was an old modem
I
that
connected. That.
No, so I would tell you, after you hung up with Frontier and you agreed, both of you guys agreed that it didn't work, there was no second step? There was no,
they're going to send a tech out.
Okay.
I figured,
all right.
You know, I checked all the wires outside everywhere.
When are they coming?
And I mean, everything is secure, man. I mean, you know, like, I know what I'm doing. It's got to be the router, right?
No, it's them. It's not you. It's them. When are they coming?
It's got to be their router. Like, that's what happened a couple years ago.
Yep. When are they on their way? When they're going to be there for you?
Oh, I'm not going to wait till Monday now. They didn't even call you.
All right. So here's what you do. You go and look at the wireless stuff that we've been talking about all morning. You go check out the T-Mobiles, the Verizons, the AT&T home wireless systems and see if they'd be good for you in Glastonbury. And so when the guy shows up, you got the new wireless system running, you give him your modem and say, we're all done with you. Mark, you there?
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
I mean,
I could use, that's right. But why can't I use this old Netgear? It worked like a champ before.
Because Mark, go ahead and try, but I would guarantee you had a separate old modem, an old DSL modem plugged into that to make that work. I would bet my third kid. And actually, he's worth not betting these days.
I think he did. I think going back, I think you're right.
Yeah. So since that's the case, I would tell you to consider T-Mobile AT&T's wireless service. We just heard some tremendous feedback from everybody loving it.
Yeah.
It's got to be much faster than DSL.
Yeah. I didn't really have the volume up, but I did hear that they were happy with it.
Yeah.
You just got to pay the fee. So you get their modem, their route. I see them. They see them all the time. They're little towers of maybe, like 2 feet, a foot and a half by, and they're around. Looks like
they're $50 a month.
Right.
So you can spend your weekend getting
that. I don't need their modem.
You don't need their service. They didn't get out to you. They're not getting out to you till Monday. You can say, well, I took care of my own thing. Thank you very much.
Right.
Or you can wait.
The other avenue. Or what's the other way? Can I just go into Best Buy and buy a modem router there?
You could try if they have. They might have one that works with DSL. That's
they
possible.
Might.
And Staples, too, maybe.
Yeah. Definitely make sure that it's compatible with Frontier DSL.
Yeah.
And you will have to populate it with the credentials that I mentioned before.
With I didn't
DSL,
hear that. Tell me what those are, sir.
Well, it's called PPPoE. That's the protocol that's used to create the connection. And your router on your side authenticates to their systems in order to create the connection. It's not like a cable modem that automatically authenticates and connects.
Right. Well, via MAC address.
Based on hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah. This takes place with a handshake, a security handshake, basically. Mm-hmm. And you have to have those credentials. Now, those credentials might be on your DSL modem. There might be a label on it that's got that. Or okay, you may have to call them to get it.
On the back of the modem.
Right.
Yeah, what's it called? What's the actual technical word that I need?
I don't know how they would label it on the label.
If it's there.
What you're looking for is both a username and a password.
Right.
Username of that's on that router from Frontier.
The modem from Frontier, right. And it's going to be different from the username and password that you use to get into the interface. It's going to be completely different.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I got the password. What's
okay.
the right. username?
The username for the firewall might just be admin or blank.
Yeah, or maybe the or it might be Frontier or something like that. I've heard of that.
Yeah. You might need to call them, Mark, if you're going to go down this route. But do you have the rest? Do you want to spend your weekend doing this?
Well, I need internet. I got to do something.
All right. You have two choices.
I mean, it shouldn't take that long, right?
Right.
How long should that take? How long would it take you guys? About an hour? Half hour?
Everything's 20 minutes when it comes to IT for us.
Yeah.
Everything's 20 minutes. Yeah, we're experts. Click. 20 minutes.
If you got all this stuff, it shouldn't take, what, no more than a half hour if you're halfway?
I like how you're thinking. Do you want to work in our service department?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I actually do.
Yeah.
If I give you the specs on the Netgear, it's not going to matter, is it?
It does.
It's got to be compatible with the...
Correct. You need a modem for that. So you need to go to your local Glastonbury Staples or Best Buy and say you've got a Frontier system in Glastonbury. You need a compatible device that has a modem built in. If they don't have it, you're out of luck. All right? And you're going to have to decide whether you're going to punt them or wait till Monday.
Pay them or wait till Monday, yeah.
No, I said punt them.
No.
punt.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, I like punting. Kick it like a football, right? Yeah,
exactly.
But it's not a football, but no. I know what you mean. Yeah, it's what it needs.
Yeah.
So,
those are your two choices.
Do this with Frontier, you got no penalty. There's nothing to worry about then, right? It's just that
they may not charge you. They may not charge you for the hardware. Maybe you'll save a few bucks if you do it that way you're thinking.
Okay. All right, sir.
All right.
Good to go.
Let us know. Let us know what happens, Mark. We'll be here next Saturday.
Yeah, we want to find out.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I can't, you know, I don't know how bad I needed the internet.
I know.
This is the second day, you go nuts.
You're going to go through withdrawals, man.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. We're pulling for you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You
have
got
a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. There is like a 12-step program for no internet. Can I take a quick break for Tom and Ron? Ron, hang on. We'll be right with you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice, so stick around for that. Let's go on to Torrington and Tom next. What's cooking, Tom?
How you doing, guys? Great show as usual.
Thanks.
I just received a update for Firefox.
All right.
One of my websites that I've been using right along will not load now. I go to Chrome, I have no issues. I use Firefox troubleshooting, and it loads. But it doesn't tell me why.
And so it loads with the troubleshooter running?
Yes, it does.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I'm guessing it's a cache thing, like something in the...
It could be the cache. It could also be an extension that he's got running.
Mm, like an older extension that's not compatible.
Yeah, well, almost any extension could conceivably break a website.
Yeah.
Do you have any Firefox extensions installed or not?
I believe so.
Okay.
So
settings...
What I would do, it doesn't matter what they are. You don't need to tell me. What I'm going to tell you to do is one by one, disable them. Just disable one of them at a time. Go to the site. See if it works. If it does, then you know which one is the problem. If it doesn't, if you go through all the extensions and doesn't really help, then what Eric mentioned with the cache clearing would probably be a good idea.
I did cookies and site data and cleared it.
Oh,
that didn't help.
Oh, all right.
That didn't work.
All right, so you've already done that.
So the site you might be using, it might be a little out of date, but the troubleshooter running and didn't tell you why. And it works in Chrome, too. It's got to be an extension. It's got to be, I think Dennis is onto something.
Yeah.
It's one of your extensions might be causing an issue. What type of site is it? Don't have to tell us what the site is, but what type of site is it?
It's an insurance company.
Okay. So they may not be up to speed.
Health insurance.
Okay.
I wonder if they're running an older version of Windows IIS.
Mm. One other thing is I received a notice from them that you have to use two-factor verifications.
Good.
Okay. When it doesn't log in through Firefox normal, I never get that opportunity for the two-factor. Doing it through Chrome and through the troubleshooter, the two-factor authentication comes up.
Okay.
And I put it in, and then it loads.
Well, you might be fighting City Hall here in that they may not have optimized it for Firefox and just focused on Chrome.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
It is possible.
I mean, how often do you have to log into that health insurance site, Tom? Is it like every hour?
I've been using it for years, and I use it often.
Okay. You may just have to, if the extensions don't work, we're talking about, you may just be stuck with having to choose Chrome maybe until they update their site to make it more compatible with the changes that have happened with Firefox. These websites don't have to be universally compatible. It's really up to their developers.
Okay, and then I find that in settings, the extensions?
Yes. We can post a link on how to do it. But what you'll do in Mozilla is to click on the three-line menu button.
Yeah.
And I think there should be an entry there called extensions. Click that, and it'll show you what you've got. And for each of them, there should be either a slider or a checkbox or something to disable it.
Right, and then see
and
if
you
it works.
Disable it temporarily and check each one that way.
You may have to close the browser and bring it back up again after you do the disable.
Right.
To take effect.
Okay. In the drop-down menu, I don't see nothing that says extensions.
Could be under settings. Are you looking it up now, Tom? Tom.
Yeah.
Dennis?
I'm looking now. Hang on.
All these things get changed on us constantly, so we have to figure out where the settings have moved to.
Keeps you in business.
Does it really, Tom? I don't know. It keeps us going crazy. I mean, imagine an engineer having to figure out physics every day, the actual physics of steel every time he builds a building. Oh, there's a new steel here. Well, they probably do have to do that, but maybe it's a bad analogy. But the point is, it changes a lot less in those types of businesses than in what we do. It's crazy.
Mike G got us a link.
You already found it?
Yeah.
So we have a link. So what does it say? Anything? He's fast. Mike G is fast.
Yeah, it says, click the menu button, which I mentioned. Oh, it says, then you click add-ons and themes.
There you go.
See, it's the wording that got me.
Yep.
And you.
Yes.
And then you click on extensions.
So we'll put the link up there for you, Tom.
Yeah,
you can actually follow it.
We'll post this on our site, and you can see it on Facebook and Twitter.
I found it already.
All right.
Ah, there you go.
With your guidance.
That's good, Tom. All right, so you're on your way. Go ahead and give it a shot. It may not be worth fighting City Hall here, though. If you figure it out, wonderful. If you don't, just use Chrome.
Okay, one quick question before you go.
We got Ron that's been waiting for Agawam, so I want to give him a chance. He's been on for half an hour.
Thank you.
All right, Tom.
You.
You're right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's move on to Ron before his ear falls off. You there, Ron?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
What can we do for you?
I still have my ears.
Good.
I use Thunderbird. I do believe it's Firefox.
Yep.
For
Mozilla.
Getting my... Yeah, Mozilla. You're right. I'm sorry.
For email.
But I'm getting a lot of junk, and a lot of it is from, like, it says via Google Sheets and via Google Drive.
Okay.
And they all come through with attachments, which I do not open.
Right. Yeah,
and,
you're being spammed. Who's your email box with? Comcast. Comcast. So you need to log into your Comcast account. And they have spam settings that you want to increase. You want to make increase your spam settings there. The mail client you're using is fine, but it doesn't really have the spam settings that your Comcast account will have. So go in there
and increase
those to be a little more with restrictive, and that should reduce your spam coming from these places.
Yeah, I'm getting like 15 a day, believe it or not. Well,
I believe it.
Yeah, 15. I would love that, getting 15. And that seems
true. Well, it just started about 2 weeks ago, so it's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Why does it come in like via Google Sheets? What is Google Sheets or Google Drive?
Well, it's a way that somebody can craft a maliciously crafted file and get you to open it.
Google Sheets
cloud storage that they're using to convey that file to whoever opens it.
Google Sheets is a competitor to Excel.
Right.
And then the drive is the drive is the drive. It's just it's a VIA.
So it's Google's drive instead of Microsoft's OneDrive or whatever else.
Yeah. But it's a payload, and it's good for you to avoid it. And if you if you crank up your spam settings over at Comcast, they should go away.
And we're going to post a link to do that, too.
Perfect. Because I get all this stuff, and I open the email, but I don't open the attachment.
Well, that's good. That's good.
But the attachments are like XLSX extension.
Yeah, don't touch them.
Yeah, don't.
No.
Do not open that thing.
Yeah.
No.
So.
I've been burned twice in my years on a computer, so it's not ever going to happen again.
Sounds good, Ron.
So I got to go to Comcast and up my spam settings.
Yep, we've got an article for you, so just go look at what they're set to now and change it, but we got to go.
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it, Ron. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything on ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We'll catch you guys next Saturday.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.